Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
That was a mistake, Walden.
Narda?
Just mark it down, you're worm food.
You can understand that, can't you?
Oh, don't worry, replied the minister. That isn't a sin, it's just a mistake.
Also want to thank the Odyssey Conference Center here for hosting our annual dinner and for decorating the place so nicely. The garbage bag motif is tops, ladies. And finally, a big thanks goes to our leaders, the board members of the Campbell County Custodial Commission. Thanks, fellas. And now it's time to bring up our honoree and speaker for this evening. You all know him for his remarkable work in windows. He really needs no introduction, so without further ado, let's give a big hand and a warm water squeegee welcome for the Outstanding Custodian of the Year, Bernard Walton. Bernard, on behalf of the Campbell County Custodial Commission, I'd like to present you with our highest honor, the Golden Squeegee Award.
Well, thank you, Harry, I think. I am honored to accept this honor.
I understand you have an address for us.
Address?
Yeah, you know, a few words.
Oh, yeah, you mean the speech you asked me to write?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say so? People never say what they mean anymore.
Well, go ahead then, Bernard. And as we say in our profession, keep it clean.
Oh, well, don't worry, Harry, I will. He needs to stop spending so much time around the cleaning fluid. Standing up here, I feel kind of like the young girl who went to the preacher to confess that she was guilty of the sin of vanity. Well, what makes you think that? Asked the preacher. And because every morning when I look into the mirror, I think how beautiful I am, said the girl. Oh, don't worry, replied the minister. That isn't a sin, it's just a mistake. It's just a and I hope this award isn't just a mistake. You see, it's been a long time coming. I admit that over the years, I've thought about quitting the custodial arts, moving on to something else. But, well, I learned early on that you never get anywhere in life by quitting. In fact, well, there was one incident in particular that taught me the value of sticking it out. It all started when I was in middle school. Me and my best friend Nick had been made crossing guards. Every morning he worked one corner and I was across the street on the other. Well, we were very proud of our positions and took our responsibilities very seriously.
Hold! No going over 20 miles per hour in a school zone, sir. People can't read the signs. Okay, Nick, bring the rest of them on over.
Okay, now just take it nice. Hey, no running!
Nice job, Nick. They're not supposed to run until they get on the sidewalk.
Well, I told them not to. You heard me.
Sure I did. But I'm not the one who needs to hear. Yeah, rules are rules.
Okay. You think that's everyone?
Should be. It's almost 8. Wait, looks like you got some more coming up your side.
Guess again. They just crossed over to your side.
Hey, they can't do that. It's jaywalking.
Well, they just did. Now I know why. Look who it is.
Tanya Hyde in his game.
Well, I should interject at this point that Tanya Hyde was his real name. And he was the ringleader of a group of the baddest and rowdiest kids in the school. And they were headed right for my stop.
Oh, boy. Why did they have to cross the street? Why couldn't they have stayed on the other side?
Oh, fine. You'd rather I face them, is that it?
Well, no offense, but yeah.
Some friend you are.
Oh, come on. Who would have backed you up? Just would have done it from over here.
Yeah, well, I'll back you up from over there.
Nick!
I have to. Some kids are coming. See?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Well, well, looky what we have here.
Hiya, Tanya. Hi, guys.
Hey, Officer Bernard. Catch any criminals today?
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah. You guys were jaywalking back there.
So?
So, it's, against the law.
Against the law?
Yeah, you have to cross at the crosswalk.
Oh, well, I think you got the wrong guys.
I do?
Yeah, see, we couldn't have been jaywalking.
Yeah, couldn't have been?
No, because we was running. And everybody knows you can't walk and run at the same time.
Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up for me. But still, I'm gonna have to walk you across the street.
You're gonna walk us across the street?
Yeah, it's the rules. You can't cross unless I cross you.
You know, Officer Bernard, me and the boys don't like being told what to do. So why don't you make like a tree and leave?
No, I mean, you can't cross the street without a crossing guard.
Oh, well then I guess I'll just have to become one myself. Hold him, boy. Yeah, all I need is your little badge.
Hey, cut it out.
And your little cross guard belt.
Stop it.
And your little sign here.
Put that down.
And then I'm a cross guard, see?
Give that stuff back. You guys are really asking for it. Don't make me get rough with you.
Whoa, he's gonna get rough with us, guys. Well, go ahead, Bernard. Get rough.
All right, now you've done it. Now you've done it. I didn't want to do this, but you made me.
Do what?
I'm gonna write you up.
Oh, no! Anything but that!
Uh-huh. Now you're not so smart, are you? Jaywalking, roughhousing, trying to cross the street without an official crossing guard?
Oh, we're not gonna cross without an official guard.
You're not?
No. Pick him up, guys.
Hey, cut it out! Let me go! Hey, quit!
All right, freeze!
Principal Bixby.
Are you all right, Bernard?
Well, I'm kind of up in the air now, sir.
Put him down now.
You heard the principal, fellas. Put him down.
Okay. Whoa!
We was just playing around, Mr. Bixby. We didn't mean nothing by it. Right, Bernard?
Well...
Who do you guys think you're fooling, Hyde? You think you're pretty smart, don't you? Well, we'll just see how smart you are when I get through with you. Report to my office immediately, and I mean move.
I could have taken it. Sure,
I'm sorry about this, Mr. Bixby.
I'm the one who should be sorry for not getting here sooner.
You see, I was trying to write them up.
You don't have to explain anything. I saw the whole thing. You go ahead and write them up. They'll be punished for this. You can be sure of that.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of you for standing up for what's right. Good job, sir.
Thank you, sir. Oh, sir?
Yes, Bernard?
I think you were going faster than 20 when you drove up.
Don't push it, Bernard.
Yes, sir.
You better get off to class now, okay?
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
Hey, Bernard, did you hear what he said? He said he was proud of you and that you did a good job.
Yeah.
Good job, son.
Yeah, right then, I was the happiest kid on earth. But I didn't realize till later that afternoon it would all change. Well, when word spread about what I'd done, my popularity started increasing rapidly. By lunchtime, I was something of a celebrity. Kids kept coming up to me in the cafeteria and congratulating me for standing up to Tanya and his thugs.
Congratulations, Bernard.
Don't mention it.
Way to go, Bernard.
Just doing my job. You're welcome.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. And except for the fact that they kept interrupting my peanut butter and bologna sandwich and cup of Bosco, I kind of liked the notoriety I was getting. Then Tanya and his gang walked in.
You!
Caught me right in the middle of a gulp of Bosco.
You had to go and do it, didn't you, Bernard?
Do what?
Write us up for this morning. We was only playing around.
Playing, right.
But you got Bixby all steamed up about it, and so he punished us. Do you know what our punishment is, do ya?
No, what?
He gave us half-hour detention after school today.
That's too bad.
You don't know just how bad. We'll be late for our baseball game. so the coach said we can't play. And this is the biggest game of the season.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry, but you should have followed the rules.
That's not good enough, Bernard.
What do you mean?
I mean you're gonna have to make it right.
How can I do that?
Bixby won't be in for the rest of the afternoon. Vice Principal Hadley's right over there. You're gonna go tell him the write-up this morning was a mistake.
But I can't.
You'll do it or I'll pound you.
Well, it was a tough situation, and I knew I had to think of something fast. So I tried the intellectual approach.
Look, guys, rules are there for a reason. See, they protect and help us. We're better off as citizens and as a society with them than without them. I was just trying to do my part to make the world a better place to live. You can understand that, can't you?
Sure, we understand. Then go talk to Hadley or I'll pound you.
All right, what's going on here?
Hi, Mr. Hadley.
Oh, top of the afternoon to you, sir.
Don't give me that, Hyde. Is everything all right, Bernard?
Yes, sir. Everything is fine.
Well, Hyde, if you and your thugs aren't gonna eat, then move along. You're blocking the aisle. Hey, no cutting in line over there.
That was a mistake, Walden. A big mistake. And you're gonna pay for it. Just mark it down, you're worm food. Come on, guys.
Bernard?
Don't do that, Nick.
Sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, sure. Right now.
You'd better lay low for a while. Real low. Especially after school.
Don't worry. I will.
Well, I thought it was a pretty good plan, and I followed it wholeheartedly. Until just after lunch. Well, that was when we had our daily crossing guard meeting with Mr. Riskin, our sponsor teacher. We had it in the cafeteria while the custodians cleaned up.
So make sure your belts and badges are visible at all times. Okay? I think that's everything. Oh, that's right. Joey Bergdorf went home sick earlier today. He's on the afternoon patrol, so one of you morning people will have to fill in for him. And the name on the top of the roster is, Bernard Walt.
Oh, sure, Mr. Riskin. I'd be happy to do it.
Excellent. And would you mind staying a little later than usual?
Later?
Yes, there are several boys in detention this afternoon, and I'd like you to help them cross once they get out. Is that all right?
Sure.
Thank you, Bernard. Well, that'll be all, everybody.
Are you nuts? What did you say yes for?
I don't know. I just opened my mouth and it popped out.
You heard what he said. Boys from detention? That's Tanya Hyde and his gang. Now you'll have to meet him. You know what that means.
Yeah. I'm worm food.
Yeah, I was in a pretty bad situation, stuck in the face-off with some of the toughest thugs that ever walked in boot leather. I was so stunned, I didn't know what to do, or even what to think. But Nick had a suggestion.
They're gonna kill you, Bernard. They're gonna ground you in a hamburger meat and then, like, step on you.
I know. What should I do?
You've gotta go to the vice principal, and for goodness sakes, change those write-ups.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't think so.
Nick and I turned, and there stood the school custodian, old Mr. Humphreys.
What did you say?
I said I don't think so. You can't go and change the write-ups.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't be right.
How right is it going to be for them to pound him into the ground?
That wouldn't be right either. But he still shouldn't change the write-ups.
But you know what they'll do to me, Mr. Humphreys.
Well, if that's what you're worried about, then maybe you better quit being a crossing guard.
And quit?
That's right. No one forced you to be on the safety patrol or to go out there this afternoon. You agreed to do it. You gave your word. And when you did, you also agreed to uphold the rules, no matter how unpleasant it might be to do so. You gotta live up to your responsibilities.
Well, I'm just not sure I can.
Then you should quit. Or you could try turning to a higher power for strength. Either way, it's something to think about.
He's right.
What?
I have certain responsibilities. I'm gonna do my job.
Even if it puts you in the hospital?
Even if it kills me. And I'm also gonna turn to the higher power he was talking about.
You mean?
Uh-huh. Vice Principal Hadley. Come on.
Nick and I ran to Mr. Hadley's office. I was going to explain the whole situation to him and ask for his help. But when we got there...
Oh, I'm sorry, Bernard, but Mr. Hadley had to go to the same meeting Principal Bixby went to earlier today. He won't be in for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Well, I wasn't licked yet, though. There were other places I could turn to for help, like Officer Lavelle, whose patrol took him by the school.
Sure, Bernard, I'd be glad to help. I'll time it so that I'll pass by right around that time.
Lavelle, this is dispatch. Over.
Excuse me. This is Lavelle. Over.
The traffic light went out over on 4th and Main again. We need you over there to direct traffic promptly.
Roger, dispatch. I'm on my way. Lavelle out.
But Officer Lavelle...
Sorry, Bernard. Gotta go.
Well, next, I thought I'd try the old strength through numbers bit, so I went to the kids at school.
Let me get this straight. You want us to help you fight Tanner Hyde and his gang?
Yeah. We'll stand up to them so they won't bully us anymore. What do you say?
I don't think so, Bernard.
But why?
Because it's your job, not ours. You're the one on the safety patrol. Look, we really don't want to get involved. Come on, guys, let's go.
Finally, I turned to the only person I had left.
Well, Nick, it looks like it's just going to be you and me. We'll have to face him alone.
But Nick had other ideas.
What do you mean, we?
Nick, you mean you're not going to help me either?
In a word, no.
Hey, but you're on safety patrol, too.
So? I'm not the one who picked a fight with these guys. Nobody asked you to be a hero, Bernard. You might want to stick around and get pounded, but not me. Sorry.
I can't believe this.
Look, why don't you just leave? Or not show up this afternoon? Nobody will blame you for trying to save your own skin.
Yeah, nobody but me. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm staying, and that's that. If you don't want to help, fine. I'll just face up to Tanner all by myself.
So that's what I did. When the bell rang that afternoon, I was at my post. More jumpy than a cricket on a hot skillet, but definitely there. I crossed all the regular kids pretty quickly and then waited for Tanner and his gang. The minutes ticked by slowly. My life flashed before my eyes. Yeah, pretty boring. I think that was the most scared I've ever been. And then, for some reason, something old Mr. Humphreys said popped into my mind.
Try turning to a higher power for strength.
Now, I tried to figure out what he meant. I had turned to every higher power I could think of, and they all let me down. What could Mr. Humphreys mean? Well, then it hit me. The higher power was the highest power, God. And I had forgotten all about him. So I stopped right then, and I prayed.
Dear God, I don't know why I'm out here, but please give me the strength to do what I have to do.
Well, almost immediately, I felt better. And it was a good thing, because as soon as I was through praying...
Well, if it isn't Officer Bernard.
Hello, Tanner.
I heard you was supposed to be here, but I thought you'd have had the brains to run away.
Well, I'm not. Now, if you guys want to cross, I'll be glad to help you. Otherwise, I'm staying put.
You're a real piece of work, Bernard. But I don't think you're gonna help us cross or stay put.
They started shoving me around hard. Tried not to move, but, well, they were just too big for me. They kept inching me closer and closer to the street. Finally, Tanner stood right in front of me.
Go ahead, Bernard. Cross on over.
He gave me the hardest shove yet. I lost my balance and landed on my knees in the middle of the street and right in the path of an oncoming car. I was so stunned for a moment, I didn't know what to do. Nobody did. Suddenly, someone raced by Tanner and the gang and lunged straight at me. Well, it was old Mr. Humphreys. He pushed me out of the way, but couldn't get out of the way fast enough himself. There was a terrible screech of tires and a dull thump. And Mr. Humphreys was down. And he... Well, we all looked at him in horror. Then finally, I found my voice.
Tanner, get an ambulance. Now!
Well, Mr. Humphreys ended up being all right. It truly was a miracle. He had some bruises and scratches and a broken leg, but otherwise was unhurt. I went to visit him later in the week.
You know, maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm amazed you stuck it out.
Hey, You told me to.
I know, but I'm still amazed you did it.
Well, I started thinking about what you said, you know, about asking for strength from a higher power. So I prayed to God, and he helped me.
I was talking about the vice principal.
Huh?
I'm just kidding. The Lord always helps when you call on him. Those thugs giving you any more trouble?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, they've joined the safety patrol. And that's not all. I'm the one who's training them.
Well, work them hard, boy. They need it.
Mr. Humphreys, why did you do what you did?
Because it needed to be done. You know, when I was your age, I faced a similar situation. Only I ran away and somebody got hurt. So when I saw you standing up to those bullies, I knew I had to do something. If only to make up for what I didn't do before. You're fortunate to learn such a valuable lesson so young, Bernard. Don't quit. Don't give in. Always stick to your guns. I hope you never forget it.
And I never did. You know, a lot of people look down on our profession. They think we're janitors because we can't do anything else. Well, I could have done other things, but I chose to be what I am, to work hard at it and become the best, because of an old custodian who taught me, through word and deed, the importance of sticking to my guns. So I dedicate this award to you, Mr. Humphreys, wherever you are. Thanks.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.